Shy High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
Game two, Chippewa Falls. And I don't even know the opponent yet, Tammy. Who do we got?
Oh, my gosh. You just put me right on the spot.
Kenosha, Bradford, or Middleton? I'm not sure. I know that Violent Maccawam is...
It's not over yet.
It's not over.
So we don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to have some time to fill. So we had some practice with that at Marshfield last week.
We did. I don't know. We covered a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm. And I can bring you... Again, talking to Rich Rosenau a little bit between games. And he's like, hey, sort of a general comment that I threw out was in terms of, hey, the Cardinal bats to get going. But he's like, hey, boy, we had a lot of line drives those last two innings. And so I think what we were saying was the summary is fantastic defense by Kimberly that really stood out infield and outfield.
It really did. There were some really hard hit balls by the Cardinals. Some were right to the defense, which that's softball. And others were that they were relentless in their attempts, and they paid off pretty much every time.
Yeah. And so Chippewa Falls losing that contest by a final score of 6-1 as we get ready for the second game. And I think, if I'm understanding right, the game was still going on.
That's correct. Their opponent is still playing. I don't know the score or anything of that.
And again, here's the thing. Kenosha Bradford's undefeated, so overwhelmingly, I don't know Middleton's. But overwhelmingly, they are the favorite there, and that would be the surprise if somehow they lost that game. I talked a little bit, very briefly, with the coach of Kenosha Bradford. He talked about, hey, they did stay the night here last night, which made me wonder with Kimberly, supposedly that they played Kaukauna yesterday. I mean, it's curious if they came up here and stayed after that, or if they just came up early this morning.
You know, I think there's a philosophy about when, whether or not it's, I know from speaking to different coaches about, like, oh, it's nice to sleep in your own bed. With an 11 o'clock start, I feel like that it wouldn't be unrealistic to drive over this morning.
Right, right. So you have had a chance to look at the Chahai lineup at all?
Jared just walked away with it. So
we don't know if Chahai is going to be the home team or the visiting team in this second game, but well, I'll tell you what, we've got other things, other information to get to, and it's hard for me to ask you the Toyson Ford keys to the game when we don't even know the opponent yet, but we can check the WOGO sports calendar and on this beautiful May 11th and tell you this triple header. This is game two of three today. And so Chahai having lost, they'll get the lose, whoever lost between Kenosha Bradford and Middleton. Let's presume it's going to be Middleton here. And Violet Maccawam, the hard-throwing freshman pitcher, pitched great against New Richmond the other day, but game extended into eight innings. Basically, Chahai had a 2-1 lead going into the seventh. They scored. Cards had a wonderful Steinmetz throwing out a runner at trying to score a play at the plate. And forcing the eighth inning, but that's where New Richmond had three in the top of the eighth to win it over the Cards. So now a three-game losing streak for Chippewa, 17-5. And again, this is where you're the I referred to you in a text as the positivity coach, but the mental perspective, right? So give me the actual title of the work you do.
Mental performance or mental training coach. Yep.
Yeah. And so what about that in terms of kind of where might you imagine the psyche of these Lady Cards now as they're dealing with something they haven't had all year, a three-game losing streak, albeit against very fine teams.
Right. I think, really, I mean, that's to me, that's the foundation of where they're at, is they have to kind of take a look at knowing that you have a mentality that's referred to as the so-what-next-pitch mentality, mm-hmm. and that's it's somewhat of a metaphor, meaning it's time for the next game, so we're going to learn what we can from playing just what Rich Rosenau was saying, that you know, we can take a look at the things that went well and look at the things that didn't go our way and why. Certain things you have to, you either accept them, which would be balls being hit right to, you know, nice solid hits being hit right to the defense, versus maybe not having our feet where they need to be when we need to make a throw. So you're going to analyze that kind of stuff and then move on, because that's in the past. We have control of the current moment, and that's always the talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I touch base with Paige real quick. When I meet with the teams, I ask them for what is one thing that you could do differently to raise your game for the next year. Goal is to always be a little bit better than you were prior. And she and I had talked earlier in the season, and I said, do you remember what you told me? And she said, yes. And I said, I want to see that. And she was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have strategies that they can tap into,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they have control over. You don't have control over who's going to pitch. We don't even know who we're playing right now. So they're preparing to play the best game possible that their mm-hmm. potential allows them to, and to reach their potential and maybe even step it up a notch from the previous game.
Kind of reminds me of when it comes to sometimes if I'm doing a game solo and it's basketball, my keys to the game, it's hard to get away from the Dick Bennett and Bill, Bo Ryan was very similar, except maybe he was a little bit more, maybe he accentuated the offense up more. But the idea of limit your turnovers, play good defense, and take good shots. I mean, and it's stuff that doesn't involve the opponent. It's what you control.
It's absolutely right. And regardless of the sport, you take care of things on your side and you respond to what the opponent gives you.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's what's in your control, not them, but you. And
right.
So ultimately, it's getting yourself in the right mindset that you're not going to just settle for okay play,
yeah.
that you're going to have the mentality that you are in every pitch and in every
mm-hmm.
game,
yeah.
and you're going to compete.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if you've ever used it with your meeting with the teams, but Giannis Antetokounmpo a couple of years ago, and I think it was in the championship season, where he gave just this brilliant two-minute commentary about not living in the past and not living in the future and being in the moment. It was great.
I can't remember if that was – I almost wonder if that wasn't the interview when somebody had asked him – I don't remember the language for sure, but I thought somebody had asked him, is this season viewed as a failure?
That was – this was prior to that.
Okay.
That was at the end of last season when they lost to Miami in five and he got hurt. That was when last season but prior to that was the great commentary. And maybe – we'll try to we'll find that at some point and include that in the broadcast. But McDonald softball coming on Monday, and our schedule at Wogo.com says to be determined in terms of the opponent at 4:40, and then Cadott at McDonald baseball 4:40 on Tuesday as well. Thursday, we're no longer doing that regular season game for the Cards against River Falls, because we actually did the doubleheader at New Richmond the other day, and we kept that open. Potentially, McDonald was going to have a regional quarterfinal game, which they do not have. They get a bye there. But we do have a Cardinal baseball doubleheader coming on Friday. Again, that's a 3:10 start here at Casper, 3:30 first pitch as Wausau West invading. Meanwhile, seeding coming this week. And obviously, your three-game losing streak, not what the Cards want. But again, they've got 17 wins. They've stacked up very fine wins along the way, including one each against Hudson and, well, let's see, two against Hudson and two against Superior as well. So those are some fine teams that are here today that they have beaten.
Right. The seeding will be, you know, you look at like opponents, also your record, of course, and it'll be an interesting meeting this year. They usually are. But
isn't it more computer-related now than ever?
Yes, and I'm trying to remember which there's certain sports that are and certain sports that are not.
Yeah. Right. Okay, interesting how that works. Meanwhile, just looking ahead how things break, then the regional semifinals for softball are May 21st and May 23rd. And, of course, we're doing all we can to cover both Chi-High and McDonald, the potential lingering out there with Max TV that potentially we do a game on the radio. But Caleb and Chris Malika would be able to provide our WOGO coverage in conjunction with Max TV. So we'll wait and see how that all plays and breaks. And the teams keep winning, which is part of our plan. But we also had plans for game one that didn't work out either. Meanwhile, looking ahead, the baseball regionals are on the same day as the softball sectionals, which is semifinals. Again, keep it on softball. The softball sectional semis are slated for Tuesday, May 28th, the day after Memorial Day. And Thursday, May 30th, the sectional final. They've kind of broke that up in softball. The best I can tell, baseball still plays the sectional in one day.
That's because, my understanding.
Yeah, so actually baseball regionals are the same than May 28th and May 30th, the same as the softball sectionals. So good luck to us in trying to cover all of that. And then also looking ahead to baseball sectionals, they are on Tuesday, June 4th is the day where, again, you'd be looking to win two and go to state at Fox City Stadium, the neurosciences field. Meanwhile, the state softball unfolding later, June 6th through the 8th, as well at Goodman Field in Madison. So, again, we'd love it if McDonald and Chi High could reach state in all of the teams that we're covering, and we'll cover as many of those games as we can here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yeah, but the diving.
Chi-High will be playing in game two of this Cardinal Invitational, and it'll be Middleton as Kenosha Bradford staying unbeaten, beating Middleton 6-2 a short time ago. Mark Howerson and Tammy Slowiak here back at Casper Park, back at the Orange Field here today. And from the blue field to the orange, Chi-High losing game one to Kimberly, 6-1 here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And now it'll be Middleton in game two. So I think we're still waiting on lineups here. But nonetheless, hey, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to sponsor and support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. This is game two of three today. Yes, the triple header from the wonderful Casper Field. And, again, this unique facility. I know your stint as the head coach here was a number of years back, but, I mean, help me out. Like, how long has Casper been here?
Oh, boy, Mark. since before that,
right? Well, the questions were easy. Anybody could answer. No, but when you were the coach, it was here, too.
It was here. And
what a wonderful facility and a blessing to the area.
Yeah, the pavilion was going up. That's between the four fields. That was going up while, I mean, that was, like, built. It was kind of being worked on, and then it continued to grow after that. So I don't know if they have any other future plans in terms of changing anything out here or adding, but, yeah, it is a great facility.
We can try to do a little bit of homework on Middleton. In the meantime, I know that their roster is accessible, but also trying to find out in terms of their record. We know losing today to Kenosha Bradford a short time ago, I believe on the red field by a final score of 6-2. And as Middleton comes in here today from, of course, in the Madison area. And another very fine program. I think that they've got a terrific program. Middleton and Sun Prairie, you talk about Sun Prairie in terms of baseball and a lot of success that they've had over the years as well. But again, game one, the schedule to Chippewa Falls losing to Kimberly 6-1. Kenosha Bradford beating Middleton 6-2. Watertown on had a bye. And D.C. Everest and Superior and two great squads in that contest as well. We haven't had a word necessarily on how that one turned out here today nonetheless. But Chippewa Falls looking to get back on the winning track after the loss that they suffered here a moment ago, losing 6-1 to the Papermakers from Kimberly. And for Kimberly, they go to 11-9 on Chippewa Falls with the loss, falling to 17-5 on the season. Previously, they had only lost one game of a doubleheader to Menominee and also losing one game of a doubleheader at D.C. Everest as well. And so, I'll tell you what, we'll take another two-minute timeout and see if we can't get some more information here as Chippewa Falls and Middleton getting ready. Unless, do you have information on Middleton?
I just was looking at Max Preps. I don't have anything yet.
All right, so we'll take another two-minute timeout. Back in a moment, WDOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Friday, May 24th, Chippewa Falls High School presents its 2024 drive-in graduation, exclusively on WOGO Radio. The action starts at 5 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com with pomp and circumstance, sports highlights, valedictorian speeches, presentation of diplomas, and the school song. May 24th at 5 p.m. Event schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you to our incredible sponsors, including State Farm Jeff Flagg Agency, Ashley Construction, and Vincent Toole of Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak back here at the Orange Field at Casper Park as Chi-High is going to face Middleton in Game 2. That game ran a little longer than the Cardinal game. 6-2, Middleton loses to undefeated Kenosha Bradford, and Kenosha Bradford now to face Kimberly on the field. We were at the Blue Field, but again, all of these fields here allows for this very unique tournament to take place. I know Rich Rosen talking about the great weather here today, and again, it's not too hot and not too cold. I mean, Rich was remembering for me that they were in a tournament like this in Watertown where he played three games, and he's like, it was 38 degrees and cold and windy. And so that's, and this here today, I mean, this weather is obviously much, much better, right? I mean, and it's helpful. It's sunny. It's gotten a little bit warmer, but and the wind maybe a little bit something at times, but no complaints here today.
No, I always joke a little bit that it's a little bit cooler out at Casper Park than it is downtown Chippewa, but I think it's a aside from the facility, the weather out here is always perfect for softball.
Yeah, I think that's the same comment at Soccer Park in Eau Claire, which is just this huge open area with no trees, and it feels certainly colder there for sure. And being from Milwaukee, we always say colder by the lake, you know, so... But you found out a little bit of information about Middleton. What do you got to share about them? I found them. They're in the Big 8 Conference.
Okay. Their overall record is 12-6. They're second in their conference with a conference record of 10-2. And I was just in the process of...
Well, I do have their game schedule, so okay. How about we go through that? They
Perfect.
Did lose today 6-2 to Kenosha Bradford, but these are their other... results. Again, they lost to New Richmond 16-1 to start the year March 27th. They also went to lost to Carmichael of Pennsylvania 13-2. They lost to Milton 2-0 and beat Oconomowoc 6-2. They beat Madison, La Follette, and East 15-3 and lost at Sun Prairie East 7-3. Lost to Janesville Craig 7-4, and to Kaukauna, we know about them, that 100-game winning streak as of yesterday. At Kaukauna, they lost 10-0 on April 13th, about a month ago. With the number of losses there, they must have quite the winning ways going, because then they actually beat Madison Memorial 6-0, Sun Prairie West 11-3. They lost at Oregon High School, Wisconsin 1-0, then beat Madison Memorial 7-2 and Verona 12-5. They beat Janesville Craig 5-1 and shut out Madison West 11-0. They beat Madison West again 10-7, beat Madison La Follette and East 15-0, and beat Verona 1-0 before losing to Kenosha Bradford. So short of this one today, they've been winning more than losing most recently.
Right. I was looking at their rosters and looking to see what kind of pitching staff they have. It looks like they rely on three different pitchers. A junior looks to have pitched the most innings, Button, and then a Raisler, who's a senior.
And so for the Cards, looking at Violet McEwam, the right-handed freshman, number 16, she'll pitch and be the flex, as has been the case this year. And Violet endured a bit of an injury that... I'm trying to think of the opponent, actually, but was it Superior? I think Superior, where she was got some stitches as a result of a play at the plate, had as many as 12 stitches down her ankle, but she's doing fine. She bounced back and played in some relief, I think, in the contest at D.C. Everest, and that doubleheader was back on the mound starting just a couple of days ago. And, again, the difference between softball and baseball, the motion, the fluidity, you're able to move much better and bounce back and pitch a couple of days later, okay? All right, well, the meeting of the umpires and the coaches taking place around home plate. We're starting to get lineups. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Chi-High and Middleton getting closer to game two from this Cardinal Invitational on this sunny Saturday on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
I don't think so.
Cardinals, a slight change in terms of fielding, but otherwise the batting order, very similar. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak, Elena Halverson doing an outstanding job back at our WOGO studio. And the one adjustment is Jojo Romanowski to third, the freshman, and Emma McElwam in right.
Yeah, you know, it could have to do in terms of making decisions like that. Switching some defensive positions, that they have that flexibility. Emma and Georgia could have to do with speed, could have to do, you know, again, when you're at a tournament like this, I also think it has to do with opportunity to look at what kind of depth you have in different positions. Again, this is non-conference. The seeding meeting is coming up. These are positions that the hot corner is can be stressful. And so that could be the other piece, too, is to give somebody else an opportunity to play some of that third base position. And Georgia has it in her to fulfill that.
Right. And Emma McElwam is a senior, and Georgia is. So in that regard, I mean, certainly you got that senior at that important position, and not to minimize right field, but, I mean, let's face it, third base, you got bunts, you got all sorts of things. It is a more prominent position. And to give Romanowski the opportunity there at third base, and this is a wonderful chance to do just that. But let's get to the Chihai batting order as we have it now, and we're still waiting on Middleton's. Their game ran quite a bit longer than Chihai's 6-1 loss earlier to Kimberly. Kenneth Johnson, the senior shortstop, will bat leadoff. Batting second is the left fielder, number one, Olivia Sanborn. Hitting third, number seven, the center fielder, Paige Steinmetz. Batting fourth, the sophomore, the catcher, Lauren Shepard, number 17. Hitting fifth, number 14, the second baseman, senior, Michael Burrow. In the sixth spot, number 10, the designated player, McKenna Bauer. In the seventh spot, sophomore first baseman, number 13, Allie Geist. Batting eighth, the senior right fielder, number 15, Emma McElwam. And hitting ninth, the third baseman, freshman, Georgia Romanowski. Number three, Violet McElwam, another freshman, is pitching for the Cards. I'm just curious, I mean, your 2 years as the head coach for Chihai softball, went to state both times. What about, like, making out a batting order? Kind of, I mean, it's really, is it an art, is it science? I mean, it's kind of a feel thing, isn't it, in terms of, what are you looking for in different spots?
Yeah, well, at the top of the lineup, you're going to look for a lot of times players that get on base, so that when they have a high on base percentage, as you're working into your season to see who's going to get on, a lot of times it's your quicker player. Not so uncommon to have a left-handed player there. We had a tendency to put our slappers at the top of the order, and then as you work your way obviously to the heart of the lineup, you're going to look for your extra base players that have a tendency to hit extra base hits more often, and in that way, with the hopes of getting your players on early, the ones that have a high on-base percentage, and then you have your Steinmetz Shepherd area where you're going to have some kids that hit extra base hits. When you have such a strong hitting team like Chihai has the reputation of having, they are, you know, you can go to the bottom of the lineup, and we've talked about the nine-hitter many times almost being like a second leadoff hitter. But your people at the top of the lineup are also going to have a tendency to have more at-bats, which is good.
And so we don't – thank you for that. Do you have the Middleton lineup?
No.
All right. We'll have to try to see as Middleton is getting ready to take the field. And so it's hard for us to call the action without that. And so, I don't – at this point, we'll just have to refer to them by their position, I guess. And
coaches haven't seen him yet either.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I know that there is a I'd looked at the scan earlier, but when I went away from the scan and then lost the – but that's just a roster and not the actual lineup for Middleton.
Thank you.
Good. All right, so we'll get that lineup. In the meantime, we told you the batting order for Chippewa Falls as their pitcher getting started here on – WOGO. And we've got a picture of it on Tammy's phone. So, all right, we'll try to get the – that'll give us that order for them. And in the meantime, let's try to get the defense for them. So we've got the pitcher. Let's look for number one, and it's right here. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. we're on the struggle bus here.
Yeah, right.
My goodness.
Okay. Modern technology is good and then sometimes challenging. All right. Savannah Raisler is the pitcher. Well, it's good to know that. Savannah Raisler is the pitcher for Middleton, and we'll start with her. And she is number four in this contest. And we'll work our way around trying to look defensively here. And
Grace O'Connor is the catcher.
Okay.
So the battery we got figured out
we
for
got
you
the
guys.
Battery. That's a good way to start. And I'll be referring to them by a position. But this is what you got, you know, a little bit of a challenge in a Cardinal Invitational like this with games stacked on top of one another. All right, so we got the first batter for Chippewa Falls as Johnston ready to go here. And we're underway against Savannah Raisler. And 1-0 to the Cardinal leadoff hitter, Kenna Johnston. Johnston in the earlier game, lined out to short her last time, had a single prior to that, and was hit by a pitch. Ball in the dirt. 2-0 from Raisler. Middleton coming up short, 6-2 to Kenosha Bradford. Chahai lost 6-1 to Kimberly to end up in this consolation portion of the bracket. Two zero to Johnston now. The Cardinal shortstop hitting from the left side. The pitch from Raisler. Ball high, 3-0. I was just checking to see if I could get any updates between pitches. Sneak those off of your phone. Trying to get further. Yeah, thank you. All right. Annika Jeffress is the third baseman. So that's good to know. As that ball missed, strike one. Annika Jeffress at third for Middleton in this one. All right, count 3-1 now to Johnston. Leading things off, game two of this Cardinal Invitational. The pitch, smash, base hit to left field. And it's in there, and she's aboard to start things off in game two for the Cardinals. With Olivia Sanborn coming up, and we had just a moment with Chelsea Sikora between games, and we had talked about, hey, some good hits, and she felt like, yeah, good hits in innings 5, 6, and 7, and she said it's just kind of like softball. If you didn't get good fortune, and again, everybody crediting their field and speaking very highly of their Sophie Hermings, everybody's impressed with their shortstop. But Sanborn comes up from the left side, the runner at first, ball in the dirt, and gloved there by Grace O'Connor. But and Chelsea's like, hey, I'd rather have my luck later than sooner, right? I mean, as much as you care about the Cardinal Invitational and the seeding, it's the postseason, right, that you
absolutely
care about.
Absolutely. You got to go through people regardless.
Right.
Through the tournament play. So
1-0 pitch. Ball misses 2-0 to the Cardinals' two-hitter, Olivia Sanborn. With Paige Steinmetz, the center fielder, on deck. I had my coat on all day, started to feel warm. I took it off, and I'm like, okay, I can understand the coat part. So the wind picks up a little. There's a ground ball up the middle, gloved over there by Raisler. She fakes the throw to second, throw to first, and it gets by the first baseman. Runners will advance to second and third. Rounding third and holding is the leadoff hitter, Johnston. So the Cards catching a break as Raisler looked at second a couple of times, and then apparently the defensive player wasn't necessarily there, then threw it to first in the dirt. So ultimately, I guess it's an E1 ultimately on that. And runners at second and third in the Cardinals. So much for the luck. That's good fortune there to start the game.
We'll take it. We got two runners on in scoring position with Steinmetz up to bat.
Yep. And the Cards kind of look. And again, you know, talk about the bad feeling, right? How good you feel with winning as here's the pitch. And this was just rolled up there to the catcher, O'Connor. But you just talk about the good, how good winning feels and how bad losing feels. And certainly that losing bad feeling gets in your mouth and you go, you taste that and you're like, well, that's what drives you.
Right.
And there's a solid shot hit into right center, a base hit. It's going to score two runs all the way to the fence. And Paige Steinmetz around second and she'll hold with a double. And the Cards lead it 2-0.
Really great hit. She hit the gap to right center, and I don't think Paige had any intention of stopping at first base.
Yeah, right. Fantastic. So a great double and two RBIs for Paige Steinmetz to start things for the Cards in this one. And a huddle already on the mound for Middleton as Lauren Shepherd comes up. Feel free as you look at your phone to just tell me who's playing a particular position, and I can...
Well, right field is
okay.
Mackenzie... Oh, you're going to test me.
Pertzborn. Mackenzie Pertzborn. All right. That'll take me a while to write that one. So.
Sound it out.
Yeah. We had just one highlight from game one, and I hope I was on top of that highlight from Paige because a smash hit there. And now Shepherd in that four spot for the Cardinals. And a ball misses 1-0.
Getting to know a new strike zone. I just heard the catcher, O'Connor, turn to the umpire and ask, where did that miss?
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. 2-0 Cardinals. Could have used these runs last game, but it's a fresh outing here, and that ball misses 2-0. To the Cardinal cleanup hitter, catcher, Lauren Shepherd. Just a sophomore, but she's had such great prowess at the plate this season with Michael Burrow, second baseman, on deck. The pitch. That's a strike. I could call it from here along the third base line. 2-1 to a looking Lauren Shepherd. Low, they call her, and low in the first game. Had three singles her last three times up. The runner at second and nobody out. This one hit to the outfield, and it's going to get in there, and it's going to get by the center fielder. And around third and heading for home is Steinmetz, and she'll score, and it's 3-0.
Shepherd ends up at third base. It's aggressive running, but in easily.
So, again, I know it's one of those situations where the center fielder, and we'll get her name in a second, but, I mean, it looked to be something that do you wait and try to get it off the hop? She went for the catch, and it got by her for the triple.
Right, and with a runner on, you're more coached to keep that ball in front of you.
Yeah.
In a situation like
And because, actually, Steinmetz was holding at second in case she caught it and didn't want to be doubled off. And so now Middleton in a big hole down 3-0 already. I mentioned this is, I think, a 12-7 now after the loss to Kenosha Bradford earlier. But this is the Chi High that we've been familiar with this season, you know?
Right, right. And they're doing a nice job getting the bat on the ball. All solid hits so
right,
far.
Right, right. And we don't necessarily know if Raisler pitched in game one or not. Probably not. Probably a different pitcher. And so, what else do we got for fielders? As we've got huddles going on here for
Middleton. We already had... third baseman.
Yeah.
Second baseman is Mackenzie Zimmerman.
Okay. In case you're just joining us, we got Mackenzie's a popular name. That's two players named Mackenzie out of about four. All right. Basically, I'm writing this. I crossed out on my defensive chart. I crossed out the players so that they could be on the same page as Chi High. You do what you can to get by. 3-0 Cardinals. There's a ball missing 1-0 from Savannah Raisler to Michael Burrow. So the Cardinals with nobody out. So big concern on the Middleton end with the single, the error, the double, the triple, and three runs in and a runner at third. And there's a called strike 1-1. But the Cardinals may be taking out some of their built-up frustration over those three losses here on Middleton, saying enough is enough.
That's right. They're doing a nice job refocusing. Nothing you can do about that game but learn from it. And they're doing just that.
And there's a ground ball up the middle, and it's going to base hit. I mean, every break the Cards did not get the last game they're getting this game as Burrow gets a seeing eye single, and it's now 4-0. Don't you feel that way? I mean, there was such great fielding. I mean, nothing seemed to get through or very little earlier, and now the first everybody has been a hitter. And through five batters, the Cards have scored four runs, and Burrow's at first base.
With an RBI.
Yeah. And now McKenna Bauer with a 1-0 count, the designated player hitting in place of Violet McEwam. Bauer looks at that one, a called strike, 1-1.
Looks like they're being a little more selective. Maybe they saw something in the warm-up that let them know that they were going to, you know, hold back a little bit. Not as aggressive on swinging at the first pitch.
Bauer, a junior. 1-1 pitch. Ball. Oh, called strike, 1-2. A little bit of a delayed call there. With Allie Geist, the first baseman on deck, that's another little tweak in the lineup we've seen since game two at New Richmond the other day of Bauer hitting in front of Geist. Geist had hit in the sixth spot in the first game, the lost in Richmond the other day. There's a ground ball towards second, gloved over there. They're going to try to go to first in time to get the out as the runner Burrow advances to second. The first out of the inning as a score at 4-3 as Bauer retired second baseman Mackenzie Zimmerman. Throwing it to
first baseman Odessa Zopfi.
Okay.
Z-O-P-F-I.
Z-O-P-F-I, Zopfi. Very good. All right. And again, got the lineup just as the game was going, as the ball low, and a good jump there for Burrow, attempting the catcher to throw, but nothing doing, as Geist with a in front of the count at 1-2. At 1-0, actually. Yeah, doing the softball game, like doing the doubleheader the other day, and doing it, to talk this much is to give yourself wonderful opportunities to misspeak. There's a ball high in the air to center field, and she goes back on it, and all the way, and it's over her head. Still stays in the park. Geist hit a high lofting ball, and it's going to put runners at second and third. And so not able to catch it out there, the center fielder, and she may have lost it some in the sun.
It looked like she was trying to shield the sun with her glove, and it kind of fell just behind her glove hand.
So a double for Geist and moves runners to second and third with only one out for Emma McEwam, the right fielder in this game. McEwam from the right side. She looks at a called strike one. Emma, earlier today, ground out to second, reached on an error on the third baseman and was hit by a pitch. 4-0 Cardinals. Building a big lead here in first inning. And the ball gets by, and we're going to have a wild pitch and a score, and the Cardinals lead it 5-0. 5-0 Chippewa, and now all of a sudden one starts to wonder, like, wow, I guess the 10-run rule is going to be potentially a possibility a little bit later as this game plays out.
Yeah, we'll have to see how Middleton responds once they get their at-bats. But if things continue this way, could be a shorter game.
And this one hit to the outfield and getting a beat on at the right fielder. Mackenzie Pertzborn makes the catch for out number two, and a sack fly scores the sixth run for Chippewa. As Allie Geist coming in from third after her double. So the sack fly on the fly out to right and the RBI for McEwam, and it brings up Georgia Romanowski. Romanowski, the third baseman in this game for the Cards. Ball low, 1-0.
Sounded like a nickname of Peaches, I think I just heard.
Oh, okay. That's right. You had that all that information
on
the Cards, right?
I do.
Yeah. Romanowski, the only freshman starter position player. We've got freshman pitchers. And this is a tapper, third base side. It's going to be a tough play. Throw over to first is going to be not in time. The speedy Romanowski able to leg that out, beating Annika Jeffress' throw. And a single for Romanowski as they go through the lineup. And Kenna Johnston getting her second AB of the inning now back to the top of the order. That's what we were asking for in the other game. We just didn't get it, like, to bat through at the end of that game. Johnston singled her earlier trip in this inning. Ball low, 1-0. So Romanowski at first, and six runs in for the Cardinals. It's been an offensive explosion.
Got a left-handed batter here in Johnston, and then we have you don't see it a whole lot, but a left-handed catcher.
Huh, yeah, that's very rare. Yeah, there's a ball high. Grace O'Connor gloving that one. 2-0 now from Raisler, who's thrown a lot of pitches here, her 10th batter. In this first inning, Cardinals leading at 6-0. Two and oh to Johnston. The pitch, that was a called strike. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Cardinals up 6-0 here. The top half of the first inning. And this one smashed a second and caught by Mackenzie Zimmerman, but not before Chahai scores 6. They strand one, the middle of one, from the orange field at the Cardinal Invitational at Casper. It's Chahai 6 and Middleton coming up on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Mackenzie Pertzborn, Annika Jafferis, and Mackenzie Zimmerman, the 1, 2, and 3 hitters for Middleton as we start in the bottom half of the first inning. Violet McElwam, the pitcher for the Cardinals, who lead it 6-0. Now, so help us out. We hear these numbers being yelled out, 1-0-2, and they're not playing the lottery. So what's the...
It's a way of calling pitches.
Okay.
I can't tell you what it means.
Okay.
But
all right.
That's rather than doing hand signals, uh-huh. You'll hear certain coaches that now do a number system.
Okay. So 1-0 from McElwam as we start the bottom half of the first inning. And the count goes to 2-0 to Pertzborn. Pertzborn, the right fielder, Annika Jafferis at third, and Mackenzie Zimmerman at second. The first 3 hitters for Middleton here. And a check swing, called strike 1 to Pertzborn. Saw some action in that first inning in right field. Some fans out there in right now. Some people enjoying that spot.
The bleachers seats.
Yeah, the bleachers, right. And swing and a miss, strike 2 from McElwam. Again, Violet pitched very well the other day, keeping in mind that, I mean, she had through 6 2/3, she had New Richmond limited to 1 run. And then they did tie the game. And then they really hurt her the worst in the 8th inning. There's a ball high, 3-2. 3-2 to Pertzborn, the leadoff hitter for Middleton. In a big hole here early. They gave up only 6 the whole game to undefeated Kenosha Bradford earlier, losing 6-2. They trailed Chahai 6-0. McElwam throws a strike, and it's grounded down the third baseline. It looks like foul, just barely. We had 3 umpires earlier and 3 again. I mean, that is... What's with that? Because I'm confused that we've had 2 throughout the regular season, but that just shows the full commitment to excellence today, or what?
That's a good question. Why they chose
it
to do
it? It seems like
3.
It costs more. There's a ball
it
high.
It definitely does.
Take your base. So there's the walk for Pertzborn. So she's aboard, and it's going to bring up Annika Jafferis. Jafferis, the third baseman. And code or no code is one of the questions here, and I'm going to go code again because it's a matter of, you know, you get this when you've got the cloud cover, when the cloud is winning over the sun and the wind, you're like, now that's the time for the code. And the ball fouled off, strike 1 to Jafferis, the Middleton third baseman. Six nothing Chahai here, bottom half of the first inning on WOGO Sports. Part of a triple header. There's a bunt attempt. Foul. It goes foul. And the count now 0-2 to Jafferis. Traditional bunting position in the order, that 2 spot. Chai putting 6 runs on the board, batting through the lineup. In fact, Johnston got up twice. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and fouled into the catcher's glove for the first strikeout. Jafferis down on strikes. And McElwam gets her first K of the day. And it brings up Mackenzie Zimmerman, which is as far as my knowledge of their order goes. So I'll just kind of wait for you to just tell me. And there's a who's the cleanup hitter?
Grace O'Connor.
Okay. Catcher. We know Grace. Wonderful name. Our little daughter named Grace. Zimmerman, ahead in the count, 1-0 now. The three hitter for Middleton, trying to play catch up on the Cardinals. Ball way high, and it goes over the head of Lauren Shepard, and the runner allowed to take second base. Fans yelling out some encouragement. 2-0 the count now. McElwain a bit wild on that toss. 1-5-1, whatever that means. It's not on my bingo card. There's a ball high, and McElwain goes 3-0. So Violet having some control issues. She had a walk and a strikeout, has not involved the fielders yet, to Mackenzie Zimmerman with catcher Grace O'Connor on deck for Middleton. Take your base. So the second walk of the inning, and runners at first and second, at least the force is in place for O'Connor.
Right.
And who's in the on-deck circle?
Megan Button as the DP.
Okay.
She is also a pitcher, I noticed on their stats. But
may have pitched in the first game, possibly.
May have, right, may yeah. have.
Yep. And who's in the sixth spot?
As Odessa Zopfi. That was the first baseman.
Gotcha. As Button hitting from the left side, looks at ball one, 1-0. Runners at first and second and only one out. McElwain is not involved with the fielders. He had a strikeout and two walks. The pitch to O'Connor and fastball high and tight. And it misses 2-0. So Violet getting some encouragement to find the strike zone here. The freshman right-hander looks at her wrist. And the 2-0 pitch to the cleanup hitter O'Connor. And she misses 3-0. What would you tell pitchers who are struggling with control?
I would tell them just what she's doing. She's taking a little walk, take a breath, and, again, focus on the next pitch. She's consistently missing
ball four.
High.
Yeah, so that is the problem, and it's her third walk of the inning. Again, she did not have control issues. This is way worse than I saw in New Richmond the other day. And now Middleton going to have some conferring with Megan Button, who is heading up here in a conference in the mound, Jared Ferry, to go, and you got the bases loaded. So what might Jared be saying here?
He might be asking her if she's feeling okay. That would probably be a place to start. And then just to calm her down and tell her that she's, go after this next hitter and talking to the defense to be ready for the next ball to be hit their way.
Certainly a 6-0 lead is something that would lend to comfort, but a lot of times you can see that, in softball or baseball, something about kind of getting dialed in that
right.
first inning, right? And if you can have very excellent pitchers, and I think McElwain certainly is one and potentially even better, but who that first inning can be, the inning that if you're going to get to an excellent pitcher, the first inning is a good one, right? Because they're
right.
kind of, are they dialing
sets
in?
Sets the tone, yeah. And, if Jared saw something with her mechanics, he does a nice job coaching pitchers. So he may
ball
have seen
high.
Something.
And Shepard able to keep that one from allowing a run to score. So a lot of balls from McElwain, and he's seeing some frustration here. That wasn't even close. It wasn't an umpire call. So 1-0 now from McElwain. And she fires a ball, and she swings and misses it. One low, very low, does Odessa Zopfi, the first baseman.
A little bit surprising that she swung at that, considering the control issues that Violet's dealing with right now. That was a low pitch.
No, it's correct. It's actually Button who reached, O'Connor reached.
Oh,
and so
right.
Now it's 1-2 on Button. So give our walks where they're appropriate. So three of the first four have walked, but one, Jaferis, struck out. So Megan Button, 1-2. She grounds one down the third baseline, just foul. So count stays 1-2, and again, it's got to be encouraging for McElwain. I mean, she's ahead in the count here, and so looking to find that strike zone against Button with the first baseman, Odessa Zopfi, on deck. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak, Cardinals leading at 6-0, and there's a called strike three. So their second strikeout of the inning. McElwain continues to not involve the fielders, and she's like, I got this. I mean, whether a walk or a hit. Now, the bases are loaded. Nobody got a hit. They're all walks and two strikeouts. And now Odessa Zopfi, the right-handed hitting first baseman, number 18. She looks at a ball low, 1-0. Bases loaded, nowhere to put Zoppy. With Mackenzie Pertzborn at third and Mackenzie Zimmerman at second and the catcher Grace O'Connor at first. The pitch. Oh, that was right down Main Street for a called strike. And I don't know what Zoppy was looking for because that was a sweet one to hit. So 1-1 to Zoppy, the Middleton first baseman.
So definitely be great to leave three stranded here.
McElwain pitches it low, 2-1. Now, tell you what, there were jams she did get out of the other day. There were some jams early in New Richmond. The head coach had told us that, hey, we've been able to get runners on base, but we've had trouble sometimes getting them in appropriately. There's the pitch that misses, and I think it's now 3-1.
That's what I have.
And the clock is running. The scoreboard's running a little behind us. The scoreboard still says 2-1, but I think it's 3-1. The pitch from McElwain, swing and a miss, strike two. Which would make it, 3-2.
There we go, full count.
Yep.
So runners will be going on the pitch here.
Two out, bases loaded, 3-2 is the count. We put up the highlight reel, here it is. Grounder, third base side, Romanowski, the throw across the diamond in time for the out. And the Cardinals able to get out of it, keeping their 6-0 lead intact. One complete in the books at the Cardinal Invitational on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Friday, May 24th, Chippewa Falls High School presents its 2024 drive-in graduation, exclusively on WOGO Radio. The action starts at 5 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com with pomp and circumstance, sports highlights, valedictorian speeches, presentation of diplomas, and the school song. May 24th at 5 p.m. Event schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you to our incredible sponsors, including Post Glass and Mirror, Veritas Steel, and Kurth Heating and Cooling.
We head to the top half of the second inning. The 2-3 and 4 hitters for Chi High after they were able to be threatened on, but then not allow any runs for Middleton and lead this game 6-0. And a huge missed opportunity there for Middleton.
Definitely. And that's, and again, you know, talking about the mental part of the game, leaving three stranded and battling back after struggling with a little bit of control issues for Violet.
Yeah,
that does a lot for you as you move forward as a pitcher, knowing that she's got it in her to battle back.
For sure. So the Cardinals now with the 2-3 and 4 hitters, Olivia Sanborn, Paige Steinmetz, and Lauren Shepherd for Chi High from the left side, Sanborn. Good encouragement for her as ball one from Savannah Raisler. And getting the rest of that defense will go through it for you in terms of in this tournament. Just getting everybody in their right positions here on our score sheet for you. I think I've got just about everybody. Give it a shot here as the ball 2-0 now to Sanborn, who reached on an error on the pitcher, pitcher's throw the first time.
Wouldn't be so unusual to see Olivia lay something down here just because of her speed and the to see what
ball low 3-0
how Middleton would handle that.
She may just take the walk.
She might. She wants to see a strike first.
I think we did not have any walks or any strikeouts in the first inning from Raisler. That's what my information was.
That's what I have too. One wild pitch scored a run.
Right. And there's a called strike. Oh, nope. Hey, take your base. All right. So on four pitches, Sanborn is aboard. And there's the first walk of the game from Raisler with the Cards leading at 6-0, looking to pad that lead here. And again, some of the struggles they had against New Richmond and against earlier today, Kimberly, 6-1, but looking to kind of get right again here against Middleton. And again, a team well above 500. They came in here 12-7, came into the day 12-6. And Steinmetz had the two RBI double earlier. Ball misses 1-0.
consistent in missing low right now.
Savannah Raisler, the right-handed pitcher for Middleton, who's struggling a bit here. One on, none out for the Cards. Called strike to Steinmetz, the Cardinals center fielder. Had the double with two RBIs, and then earlier today hit it, grounded out to third, flew out to right, walked and flew out to center.
So Raisler's a senior. Looks like she's pitched. Looks like maybe their number two pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Or Button does most of the pitching, it looks like.
And there's a called strike, too, to Steinmetz. Let's just speculate that Button probably pitched earlier against Kenosha Bradford.
Right.
Whereas Chahai, I really haven't heard a specific declaration in terms of who is the. You know, we've got five. And pitching depth is what stands out this year. And this one fouled out of play. So we heard from Reisinger earlier with Delaney Barrow has kind of taken on that relief mantle. That's three straight games we've seen her out of the bullpen. There's Delaney Berg. Also, Reisinger and Lakin McKeithrun, too. So.
A lot of depth. I know early on in the season that was the staff. They kind of
That's how they look at it. And a ball in the dirt, and O'Connor not able to retrieve it in time, and so Sanborn able to steal second base with Steinmetz loading up the count here at 2-2. The Cardinal Invitational, Chahai losing the first one to Kimberly 6-1, but looking to right things here against Middleton, leading 6-0 in the top of the second inning. And the pitch, a low pitch, is grounded for a base hit to left. Rounding third and holding is going to be Sanborn. And so there's another hit. And so Steinmetz getting that average going here after maybe some struggles in game one. She's got 2 for 2 with two RBIs here in game two. And now Lauren Shepard, the sophomore catcher. Shepard tripled last time with an RBI.
It pays you a nice job working the count.
The pitch from Raisler, and you're going to just allow the stolen base, no problem. Nobody threatened. They're like, hey, we're not going to throw it out there. So Steinmetz just easily out there with Sanborn at third. And the count at 0-1 on Shepard, the cleanup hitter for Chi-Hi. Cardinals leading 6-0, looking to add more. And this one hit foul down the right field line. Not a play. Well, a wonderful celebration. I don't know how much we talked about it between games, but Shelly Miller retiring after 24 years, stepping down, and Jared Faraday, the head coach, has done a great job of kind of sharing very authentically about that and got somewhat emotional. And you got a chance to work with Shelly. I mean, he's been around going back even before you were head coach of the team.
He started with Bob Schmick before I was hired. And
there's a ground ball up the middle, base hit. One run is in. Steinmetz at third. They're going to get it into the pitcher. And runners at the corners with the Cards leading it now 7-0.
There's really not much you can say about Shelly. I mean, there's not enough time to talk about everything that he's done. He's a very genuine person, clearly loves what he's doing, has a great relationship with the players and every coaching staff he's ever been with. You have to give props to his wife, Sandy, because she... is accepting of his passion of this sport, and she's here oftentimes too, and gets to know the team real well. They're good people that part of your program.
Yeah. And throw over to third and another stolen base. And so the Cards really are again pouring it on here. There's nobody out, and Shepard goes after that single and that RBI. She goes to second. Runners at second and third. We had Sanborn in at 7-0. And Grace Raisler, her pitch to Burrow misses, and it goes to 2-0. And then a bunch of alumni were contacted, like, what about that, saying that Shelly's always wanted to go to the College World Series at Oklahoma City for softball,
right.
And enough money was raised to send him and his wife, right?
Correct. And it'll be for the 2025 series.
And there's a called strike, 2-1. And here's the thing, the way Jared said it was, he's always wanted to go, but we're always playing.
Right.
And now he's going to get to go once he's stepped down after all these many years, 24 years.
So this recognition was as a surprise, and Shelly talked to me between games and said, you know, you knew about this. And I said, well, you made it kind of easy.
There's a ground ball to short. Gloved over there. Throw over to first. Another run scores as they get the first out of the inning. Ella Duzan able to throw it to Odessa Zoppi for the out. But in the process, on Burroughs hit 6-3, there's another RBI. And the Cardinals go up 8-0 as Paige Steinmetz scoring from third. And Lauren Shepherd to third now. And that's only the first out for McKenna Bauer now. Bauer, the designated player, swinging strike one. She grounded out to second last time. Earlier today, McKenna flew out to right, to center, and lined out to short. One of those many great line drive hits that were going for outs earlier, but Cards have been having more success with that.
Hitting a few more holes here.
Yeah, it certainly has worked out that way. And this one to right field, getting a measure on that, Mackenzie Pertzburn, and she'll make the catch for out number two, and the runner holding at third, and Shepherd. 8-0 Chippewa as Bauer flies out to right field, and it brings up Allie Geist, the first baseman who doubled last time. Allie in the earlier game today also walking, reaching on an error, a rear error on the shortstop, and a line out to center.
That might have been the only error of the game.
Yeah, they're right. Very few. They're spectacular fielder. Ball low. 1-0 to Geist. Again, second time through the order in the second inning. Already 8-0 Chippewa. Now, what is it, 10-0 through four?
Five.
Okay, you got to go five. All right. Well, it's the top of the second, so we still got a ways to go.
And being the visiting team, Middleton will have a chance to bat.
Sure. And there's a ball missing 2-0 to Geist with Emma McEwam, the right fielder, on deck. Guess Geist doubling. And earlier today, Allie walking. Yeah, I already told you that. All right. 2-0 now to Allie. The pitch. Called strike. A little bit of a delay call there. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Grace O'Connor, the catcher of Savannah Raisler, the pitcher. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Geist. Two out for the Cardinals, but after scoring six in the first inning, two more in this inning, and this is more the Cardinal offense we've been used to seeing. But again, you're going to run into those really top-shelf pitchers, and that's what Jared Faraday made reference to in the pregame as well, that everybody, I mean, in terms of hitting elite pitching, and that's a ball, misses 3-2. I mean, that's really something that everybody can stand to grow in, and certainly that's where when you come to a tournament like this, people want to see the best, right? And a lot of time that's about seeing better pitching.
And it can be night and day from one game to the next, depending on who's throwing and what's in their bag of tricks, really.
And the more you see really good pitching, there's a ball low, take your base for Allie Geist. The more you see, like Yoakum the other day, the more you see that kind of pitching, the better you're going to get at it.
Right.
Because it's hard to just manufacture somebody who throws 62 miles an hour, which word is that D.C. Everest has a pitcher who is capable of that. 8-0 Cardinals with runners at the corners and two out for Emma McEwam.
We'll see if Middleton handles a steal the second the same way they have.
They've kind of allowed it without contesting it a couple of times.
Yeah, they've been taking the ball down to third base, maybe thinking that runner's going to jump off a little bit in case there's an errant throw, but instead they throw it to third. Seems to be their go-to move on a first and third, giving up that stolen base.
8-0 Cardinals, top half of the second. Right-handed hitting Emma McEwam in the eight spot for Chi High. The pitch from Raisler, ball high. WOGO, Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Another hour has flown by as we close in on 2 o'clock. I think this game probably started a little after 1 o'clock because of the length of the Middleton-Kenosha-Bradford game. And this one hit foul on the first base side. And still a third game to go today, and so hang in there for that on WOGO Sports. On this Annie Gunderson's wedding day at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and her team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The pitch. misses. Then the count now 3-1 to Emma. Good eye there.
Like the catcher tried to frame it a little bit, but not got nothing over on the umpire.
Yeah. 3-1 to Mackawam. Runners at the corners, two out. Cardinals leading it 8-0. The pitch. Ground ball by the shortstop, backhand. Long throw across the diamond, not going to be in time. Run scores, 9-0 Chippewa. So the RBI for Mackawam on the infield single, and we're seeing some instances in this game where just, you know, make contact and let something happen, right?
Right, and that was, again, good at bat. She did a good job selecting pitches and didn't try to do anything too fancy, went with pitch, and...
And there's one stroke
right
up the middle and a base hit for the Cardinals, Romanowski. And she makes it 10-0, so they've reached that 10-0 plateau as Romanowski, the freshman. A lot of good things with this freshman. We saw her come in from right field, and she made a good play at third base where they're trying her at. So.
And she seems very comfortable.
It's a big thing in different sports, but it seems like in softball it's more often you can see somebody at the freshman level. I mean, certainly football and basketball is much rarer.
Right.
There's a ball low to Johnston, already her third at-bat here at the tail end of the second inning. It's her first at-bat in the second. She batted twice in the first inning, so they batted through two consecutive innings. I get something wrong because I thought they scored another run, making it 10-0 there, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay. There's a tapper down the first baseline foul because Shepard had scored to make it 3.
I have heard my last score.
First, second, and third. Okay. Yeah, never mind. So it's 9-0. So Geist is at third. Mackawam's at second. Romanowski's at first. I was getting greedy. It's 9-0, not 10-0. Back it off, Halverson. 1-1 to Johnston, the leadoff hitter, who has singled and lined out to second. And that one misses 2-1. She had the leadoff single to start the game and then the line out to the second baseman, Mackenzie Zimmerman. And a long top of the first and a long top of the second for Chippewa and for Middleton feeling it out there in the field. And then they had the bases loaded and couldn't score in the bottom of the first.
A lot
and
of this pitches one misses. Being thrown.
Yeah, right. Unlike baseball, though, not keeping track of those as the count now goes to 3-1. 3-1 to Johnston. The ninth hitter of the inning for the Cardinals. They batted 10 in the first inning when they scored 6 runs. They batted 9 in scoring 3, but the bases are loaded. And the pitch. A smash to left center field. It's going to get in there for a base hit, and it's going to be by the center fielder, Mac Hines. And 2 runs are going to score, make it 3 runs, and the Cardinals now lead it 12-0.
There. Now you're past your 10.
Yeah, right. And so... How would you score that? Double?
I would give her a double on that. Really, the way Middleton plays their outfield, they tend to go. They're having a hard time keeping the ball in front of them. So that got by her.
Yeah.
But I feel like you got to give her a double.
Yeah, right. I mean, it typically, you know, an error, like it touches you or something. And
right.
I mean, she went over to make the play.
It wasn't going to be caught.
Yeah.
Not that, but whether or not it would have been a single.
And then
or not.
Getting, but we've seen a number of balls get by the outfielders
exactly.
here. And so we had one singular highlight in the first game, but I've got a number of them here, which, wow, obviously they've scored 12 runs. So, and runner at second base is Kenna Johnston. And again, the different levels and places that people are at, and that can fluctuate. And then you do move different pieces. If you've got somebody who's struggling in the field and all of a sudden you set somebody else in there and that solidifies your fielding, well, that's a key piece. There's a ball 1-0 to Olivia Sandberg. But that's key as you go forward, right?
Right. And, you don't be too hasty making changes because you want players to work through that. But
the second consecutive inning, the Cardinals batting 10. They did it the first inning and now – the 10th hitter of the second inning, and the Cardinals leading at 12-0. A swing and a miss by Sanborn with Johnston at second. They scored 6 in the first, and they've scored 6 in the second. So, again, I would trade some of these runs for victories over New Richmond, but they don't. The WIA doesn't allow that, do they?
They don't. Okay. They don't. I'm afraid you can't go back and distribute your runs to another game.
Run trading. All right, a check swing. Did she break her wrists? I thought she did and counted. Apparently not. They're appealing to third.
The home plate umpire asks.
Yeah.
Looks like no.
All right, so 2-1 is the count. Well, now they cleaned it up. Yeah, they say 1-2. They did say yeah. So 1-2 to Olivia Sanborn. Reached on an error on the pitcher her first time. And also walked earlier this inning. And now she looks at 2-2. Hitting from the left side. 6 in the first, 6 in the second. It's the top of the second. Game 2 from the Cardinal Invitational. Shahai in good position to advance as a winner to the third game here. The ball low. Again, still a lot of time, but again, a missed opportunity for Middleton to not score when they loaded the bases in the first inning against freshman Violet McElwam. 3-2 is the count to Sanborn. Will the Cards get beyond 10 hitters in the second? We'll see. Oh, that was a strike. Ooh. A called strike 3, and Sanborn goes down looking, but not before Chahai scores 6. They strand 1 in the middle of 2 from Casper. It's Chahai 12, Middleton nothing on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
12-0, Chippewa dominating Middleton. And I think we're going to see maybe some changes with Chi-High as Jared Faraday was talking with the home plate umpire. In the meantime, though, let's see. Do we have already – I think we've got a new pitcher in the game already. And number 12 for Chippewa, that does not look like for the Cardinals. So Delaney Berg is now stepping in. So Violet McElwam went one inning. I don't know, can you get the win? She struck out 2, she walked 3, and Odessa Zopfi was the last hitter she faces. Danica Nolte, the left fielder, shortstop Ella Duzan, and center fielder Mac Hines against Delaney Berg. You're impressed that I picked up on that?
I am. I'm still working on my papers here.
The thing is, to miss little obvious details, so anyhow. All right, Delaney Berg now. And Delaney getting the encouragement from fans, and her first pitch to Nolte is a ball. So Delaney Berg is a junior, and that's where the full complement of Chahai you had earlier today. And there's a ground ball, shortstop, Johnston, throw over to first in time to Geist for the first out. Score at 6-3 for out number 1. This is more the Chahai softball I'm used to. Scoring runs, playing solid defense, right?
That was kind of textbook.
Yep.
Johnston does a nice job feeling that and zipping it over to first.
Yep. And Ella Duzan now, the shortstop, with Mac Hines on deck. And Duzan number 7. And this one fouled off. Did you have a favorite number when you played?
I did. Well, when I was in college, I was 9 and everything. And so okay. I in high school, probably 22 because it was my dad's number. And I wore that whenever I could.
Nice.
Yeah, I like numbers.
Yeah, they are interesting. There's a called strike. Duzan.
Now I'm partial to 3.
Okay.
And both my boys were born on the 3rd.
Ah, really?
And
the
Zach
3rd of
born
what?
3rd of June and the 3rd of November.
Huh. What do you know?
And then Zach wore 3. In
there's a tapper foul.
Baseball.
Count stays 0-2. I know of a family, again, unique birthday stories, a family where both the girls are born on the same day and both the boys are born on the same day.
Literally the same day?
Literally the same calendar.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. What are the chances?
That's crazy.
And another story that we'll tell you in a second. 0-2 now, Duzan. Oh, it hit the bat. It looked like it hit the bat. And so that'd be a foul.
Yeah. She didn't get her bat out of the way.
So Delaney Berg, the junior. But again, the way that it. Another story where my former brother-in-law, his dad and him are both on August 14th, and his son is born on August 14th.
Oh.
Three generations of family.
That's awesome.
I know. It's crazy. And this is a little check swing, blooper over the pitcher's mound. Johnson's going to grab it, throw over to first in time for the out. And as impressed as we were by the great shortstop play by Sophie Herman last game, Kenna Johnson stepping up here for the Cards.
She isn't. She kind of did a little stutter step there, thinking like, do I go for the catch on this
right.
one? But she knew she had time to let it. I think that was a smart move. More reliable.
A lot of reaction stuff. And again, you know, it's the fielding and the throwing, right? Putting all the
Absolutely.
Pieces together to make it work in harmony as Mac Hines now. And this is a ground ball. It's going to be Johnson again. Fielding practice for her.
There
one, two, three. And Delaney Berg serving up grounders for Kenna Johnston at short. They all go 6-3 through two from the Cardinal Invitational at Casper. It's Chahai 12, Middleton nothing on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
12-0 Chippewa as we head to the third, and maybe some subs going to get some action. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak here as Chi High coming up in the – and it's been a lopsided game, I mean, where you've seen – Middleton threatened, I guess, in the bottom of the first, but didn't score. And Chi-Hai has batted 10 batters each inning, scoring six both times. So, and again, Middleton's not a, they're not a 500 team or a sub 500. They're 12-7.
Right. And you know, they played New Richmond, and I'm just thinking of some of the teams that you named, and beat some teams handily. I'm not sure the difference in the caliber of pitching between Button.
No, that's fair. I mean, I think some of the more recent games, some of the Madison schools, but, All right. So it's Paige Steinmetz here. The way I've done it, you know, sometimes as a swinging strike one, and Steinmetz has doubled and singled. But in your scorebook, you know, you have a whole inning. And so I don't know about you. I've doubled up on both of those hitters who've gone
twice. Well, I did. I probably should have.
Yeah. You didn't. Okay. Yeah, that's what I've done. So, and in some ways, not that I was glad the inning ended for Chi-Hai, but then there was a part of me that likes neatness, which is, people would say, really? There's a part of you that likes neatness? Anyhow, 1-1 to Steinmetz. Paige, the talented center fielder for the Cardinals, one of the many seniors they'll miss. Graduate holes to fill next year. If you're on JV and you're a young underclassman, there's opportunities on this squad.
There are.
Called strike two. I mean, some of the places, I mean, you know, Shepard's going to be the catcher. Geist is going to be at first. Romanowski is going to be maybe at third. But, again, you know, you're going to be losing Johnston, the shortstop, and Sanborn in left, and Steinmetz in center. There's a ball that comes up short. 2-2 from Savannah Raisler.
We're calling this as Paige Steinmetz. This is, I think we have a sub.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. So, that is correct. And we can identify her for you. Yeah, number nine, it's this Katja Maurer. And Maurer, a line shot to short for the out.
Solid hit.
So the senior, Maurer, with the line out there. So in that three spot, and I didn't catch her number, but...
Nine.
Number nine, Katja Maurer. And in the third inning, so lining out to... Where was it again?
Short.
It's a short, okay. It's amazing how quick you could forget. All right, strike one, two, and make sure we've got a different player in this spot as well for the
19.
Cardinals. Yep. And that is Briella Bierman, the senior. Now, so we'll have to monitor these changes in the field. But again, you know, a triple header like that, and for sure, this isn't just, this is a different sort of, and this is certainly a game that allows those changes, and Bierman now 0-2. So the ball 1-2. You have an average on her? I know I'm asking a lot there, but.
That's all right, I'll take a look.
Yeah. Briella, a senior, so again, some of these seniors from Katja Maurer, number nine, and Briella Bierman, also a senior as well. And swinging strike three. And they come and celebrate that strikeout for their pitcher, Savannah Raisler. And after the Cards batted 10 in each of the first two innings, go 1-2 now. And every single, I've got Roz Twyman, the junior. Again, deep team. There's a lot of players that you don't necessarily hear about game to game, right?
Right, right.
But you never know with injuries who's going to be needed. And Roz now with two down in the third. There's a ball high, getting away.
Roz has had 12 at-bats so far this year. She's batting 250, on-base percentage of 357.
I believe, actually, we have double zero out here, so it's actually not – Raisler
no,
was number
right.
four.
Oh, you're – oh, pitching.
Right, pitching. yeah, pitching. So we'll get a different pitcher here in place of Raisler as well.
Challenging us here.
Yeah, folks got to understand. You kind of just, you think things will stay the same, and you would be wrong. The one constant is change. Whoever, that's a great quote, right?
Yes.
All right. Twyman, 2-0. The pitch. Called strike, 2-1 to Roz, who is a starting guard on basketball. Two down for Chippewa after scoring six in each of the first two innings. On the brink of going 1-2-3, off-speed pitch is kind of a floater there. Now count goes 3-1 to Twyman. And McKenna Bauer was the slated hitter next. We'll see if that's the case. We've had three surprises here with Katja Maurer, Riella Bierman, and now Twyman in the top of the third. And take your base. Twyman's aboard on a walk. So Roz gets a walk. And it brings up number 10 for the Cardinals, and that is McKenna Bauer. So we are correct there. No changes necessary. One on, two down for the Cardinals, and Bauer smashes one fouled on the first baseline. 12-0 Chippewa. Can we check double zero on for Middleton, the pitcher?
Yes.
Thank you. 12-0 Chippewa. The 10-run rule through five innings.
Looks like sophomore. I don't have a first name, but I have K Clock with a K as well.
Okay.
K-L-O-C-K, sophomore. Right. She hasn't pitched. She's pitched four innings so far this season.
Coming in relief of Savannah Raisler here in the third with Chahai leading at 12-0. Sun out and the temp amped up a bit. And Bauer smash up the middle. Base hit. Runners at first and second and two out for the Cardinals. As Bauer, her first hit of this game. And two aboard for slated hitter Allie Geist, and she remains in the contest. Geist had a double and a walk and scored twice. And she comes out hitting from the right side. Top of the third, Chahai up by 12 after Kate Clock got the first two. Two have reached base, and there's a bit of a floater that misses ball one. Kay Clock, the sophomore pitcher, facing Geist. McEwam would have been slated on deck. We'll see if it's...
We don't have anybody in the circle yet.
No, nobody yet. Against Allie. The 1-0 count. And a smash to left field, and it's going to be fair ball down the line. Runner rounding third and heading for home, and the Cardinals lead it 13-0.
Nice for Roz to go in and make it all the way around the bases.
Absolutely. RBI there for Allie Geist, scoring Twyman. After it looked hopeful for Middleton to get out of the inning unscathed, but now runners at first and second and two out for... Is it MMI? It looks like a different hitter.
18
for Chippewa Falls. And you'd think by now I'd have the roster a little bit more handy, actually. Kennedy Swan for the Cardinals, the junior. Swan up 1-0 in the count. 13-0 Cardinals. Called strike, 1-1 to Kennedy. Some seniors off the bench, but she a junior. In place of McEwam now. So we'll see. There's a lot of changes in the field then, potentially, too, for Chippewa.
Right.
And the count now 2-1 to Kennedy Swan. McEwam earlier had a sac fly and an RBI and an RBI and a single, so she was officially 1-for-1 with two RBIs. As Kay Clock checks her wrist for the pitch. 2-1. Ball misses 3-1. With the freshman Romanowski on deck, Cardinal third baseman, I think keeping her in there to continue to get her at bats and stay in the field. Sounds like a football score, 13-0. The pitch, swing and a miss. So 3-2 now, the count goes full to Kennedy Swan. With runners at first and second, two out, one in for the Cardinals, who lead it 13-0. Kay Clock, the sophomore pitcher, delivers. A smash to second over the second baseman's head. Good hit for Swan all the way to the fence. Yes, it is going to score at least one. And second and third, and it's 14-0, Chippewa.
Thought they might bring in two there, but they got it in a hurry.
And that's even more of a football score. A couple of touchdowns and extra points. And second and third. So a nice at bat for Swan there.
It was a nice at bat. Nice solid hit. Not a big swing, but just made contact. And ball landed in right center.
I mean, you know, get hits like that. I mean, that's a hit any time, right? I mean,
yes.
In terms of, yeah.
There wasn't much that could be done. It was right over the second baseman's head.
Yeah. And there's... Again, I don't know, what do you call that particular pitch? It's from time to time, she's just kind of floating it up there.
Just a change up.
Okay, yeah. And Romanowski from the right side, she has singled twice with an RBI. Scored once in this 14-0 Chahai domination over Middleton. A called strike. 1-1 from Clock, and again, they started, got the first two outs way back, right? I mean, Maurer with a line out to short, and Bierman struck out. And the Cards have truly done it all with two, getting two additional runs here with two more runners on bases. The count goes to 2-1 to Romanowski, and Johnston or her sub on deck.
It's Johnston's up, yep.
Yeah,
it is okay. On deck, yep.
Keeping some players in place here. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Good cut for the freshman, Romanowski. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Two balls and two strikes. The freshman, Romanowski. The pitch, looks at a ball. 3-2 now to Georgia. Played right field until this game. They bumped her to third. Handled, I think, just one chance so far. Kay Clock, the pitcher, the sophomore, against the freshman Romanowski. Here it is. This one hit in the air, playable, second base, over, and making the catch is Mackenzie Zimmerman. But not before Chahai scores two more, strands two in the middle of three from Casper in the Cardinal Invitational. Chahai leads it 14-0 over Middleton on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, CVOSM.com. All right, so it's Delaney Berg, the junior, up against the top of the order in Mackenzie Pertzborn, Annika Jaffaris, and Mackenzie Zimmerman. And Pertzborn looks at the ball low. 1-0. As Jared Faraday yells out the instructions for the defense and the pitch. The pitch from Berg, and a swing and a miss. 1-1. Well, I've got a crazy WI, kind of a sports-related story. This was a news story yesterday. And in a 14-0 game might be a good conversation piece for somebody who's been a 2-year head coach of softball and 10 years with volleyball. And there's a ball 2-1. So it's out of Wanakee, where a parent... Oh, you heard about this?
I do know
you heard about it already.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, you just step away and we talk about parents and sports. And from the youth level up in terms of complaining not only the umpires, the ball fouled off 2-2, but obviously also complaining to the coaches and playing time. And so this father in Wanakee has filed a lawsuit because his son didn't get enough playing time. And he contends that it was based on his complaining and the previous coach in basketball. And there's a ball 3-2 now to Pertzborn, the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the third, and the Cards leading at 14-0. And so he complained that his son didn't enough playing time in basketball, but he said it was because he'd been a complainer, he feels like that's why the coach didn't play his son more. And this one hit foul down the right field line. And even though this last season is what I understood it from, the last season in question, his son didn't even make the team under a new coach. Didn't even make the team. But the lawsuit was really more for when his son was on the team that he didn't get enough playing time, even though he said objectively his son was better than the other players. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, I think it's, you know.
And we'll try to continue to call the action. 3-2, and there's ball 4 from Berg, so she walks Pertzborn here to start the third for Middleton. Go ahead.
There's a lot of layers to coaching, and, you know, The simple is that you have four roles. You are either a fan, a coach, an official, or a player. And you can only be one.
Okay.
And so...
Oh, that's a good line. That's good, yeah. And so there's a called strike to Annika Jaffaris, who struck out her first time, but that was against Violet McElwain. Yeah, that's interesting. So we have a lot of parents who are trying to be officials and coaches.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I understand that like you can get into the...
Called strike two to Jaffaris.
Into the excitement of the game and that kind of thing. But, you know, you got to check yourself. A situation like this, I mean, you know, we've just read articles, and they try to be as informative as possible.
And this one hit to right center field, and it's going to drop in there for Jaffaris, gloved over there by the center fielder for the Cards, which is not Steinmetz at the moment. Can we get a number?
Is it
Maurer?
It's Maurer.
All right, Kachemauer. And so runners at the corners and the single by Jaffaris. And first and third here for Middleton. as Chai still leads it 14-0 in the bottom of the third with nobody out and Mackenzie Zimmerman now.
So, yeah, so I don't know, you know, that there was a lot. It sounds like there was contention.
Yeah. There's a ball missing 1-0, and there's stolen bases. The catcher getting it out to the pitcher, Berg. Do we even have a change at catcher? Catch the number.
Yeah, I don't think that is Lauren.
Yeah. Is it possible? 19?
That's who batted for
Briella Bierman?
Yeah.
Okay, Briella Bierman now catching. And a ball misses 2-0 from Berg. So wholesale changes here for Chippewa. Anyhow, just a crazy story.
It is a crazy story. I know I shared that with different coaches, my son being one of them, and just talked about, like, how...
And this one hit to right field, and under it, the Cardinals with the out and throwing it into...
Sack fly.
There's a sack fly for the first run as Zimmerman for the sack fly... RBI to right field.
It was a deep hit ball for Zimmerman.
And again, our apologies. We're trying to get all the numbers of the players in right field and the right fielder with a... Can we figure it out from process of elimination?
Possibly Kennedy Swan.
All right, let's go with Kennedy Swan until we know otherwise.
She batted for...
Yeah.
For Emma McWam.
That would make sense. Okay. And runner at third and one out. And Grace O'Connor, the cleanup hitter who walked her first time, facing Delaney Berg here. Called strike, 1-1. I think I've been dreaming about softball in my sleep. Two games on Thursday, three today. This is the second of the three. 14-1, Chippewa in front. And this one hit in the air to center field. Katja Mauer's under it for the out. Runner tagging at third, and it'll be 14-2. So back-to-back sack flies, one to right field and one to center, resulting in runs for Middleton off of Delaney Berg. Mackenzie Pertzborn scoring the first one. The leadoff hitter and Annika Jaffris the second. Two it out now, and Megan Button, the designated player, who struck out her first time, which was also against Violet McWam in the first. And this one fouled first base side. Again, remembering back, I mean, Middleton, I mean, at 14-2, but, I mean, they did load the bases in the first inning and didn't get anything. And so right. That was a blow to them. But it was on walks, three walks.
Right.
There's a ground ball to short. Gloved over there. Johnston's going to have it in time for the out. But not before Middleton does get on the board. They score two, and through three complete at the Cardinal Invitational at Casper, it's Chi-High 14, Middleton 2 on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
14-2, Chippewa, as we come out in the fourth. I mean, a lot of substitutions here in this game. Chai, again, for the second straight game, functioning as the visiting team in the consolation bracket after losing earlier to Middleton 6-1 here on WOGO. And, again, we've got Kay Cloak against Kenna Johnston, Olivia Sanborn, and... Katja Mauer. And Johnston didn't like that for, kind of rolled her eyes a little bit for strike one.
I was trying to figure out what she meant by that. If she was like, what was I thinking? Or what was that call? I couldn't tell.
I thought the call. But that was either way, you're right. Don't assume anything. There's an off-speed pitch, misses 1-1. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit and Royals, where they're there to help you reach your financial goals and give you great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. 2-1 now to Johnston. Count. It's 14-2 game. Hitting from the left side, Johnston, her fourth at bat already, and this one left field side coming over and out of play. So Kenna has singled, lined out to second, and doubled with three RBIs there in the second inning. Her fourth at bat here in the top of the fourth. And the pitch from Cloak is a ground ball to second. Loved over there. Easy play over to first for the out for Mackenzie Zimmerman for out number one. Score it 4-3 to start the second inning for the Cards. It brings up Olivia Sanborn. Well, whether we did or not, it's good to do it again. The Toyson Ford keys to the game. What have you seen as being the keys for Chahai so far in this contest?
Well, clearly putting the bat on the ball in solid hits. And, you can't really control a lot of when you hit the ball that it doesn't go to the defense. But they are finding the holes.
Yep.
They're being selective with their pitching. And I think that is what's allowing them to come up with some solid hits that result in multiple RBIs.
We may have done it, but just doubling down on the Toyson Ford keys to the game, where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. It's a ball low to Sanborn, who has reached on an error on the pitcher and then also batted twice in the second inning, where she walked and struck out, actually.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And 1-1 from Cloak. Second game of three on the day. Second of three here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 2-1 count to Sanborn. The ball high. And that's not Sanborn anymore. It doesn't look like her. Is that another left? Am I wrong?
No, I don't. I'm going to say that's
I don't
not
know any
Lydia.
Other left-handed hitting. I just know a lot of new numbers have gone into the... Maybe that's her.
I don't think that's her.
Okay. Yeah, she is number one is who she is, but somebody else is a left-handed hitter in that spot for the Cardinals. And presumably in left field, Chahai leading at 14-2 in the top of the fourth. I need her to just, like you say, just turn around or we have one of us has to run over there and catch her number.
Right.
All right.
They don't have it on their sleeve or their
three and two right now to the hitter hitting in place of Olivia Sanborn, who will identify when we're able. And the swing and a miss, strike three. All right, there
number
we go.
Number 11.
Yeah, we've got that, and that is Bella Biederman. So we've got Briella Bierman and Bella Biederman. And Bella, a senior, who struck out there. So, well, again, you know, that's the thing about you have players, and you face the challenge of that in terms of how do you keep everybody happy when somebody doesn't want to just ride the pines, right?
Right.
They want to see action. And there's the called strike to Katja Maurer, hitting in that third spot and playing center field.
And to answer that, part of it is having your philosophy so players understand.
Swing, strike
that,
two.
That is your role.
Yeah.
Is to be ready to go when we
okay.
need you.
Yeah, right.
But you will bring energy and.
Right, okay. Hey, do you want to be on the team? You got to understand that you're not necessarily there, and you may get in when you can.
Right.
And take advantage of your opportunities. And for some of these girls, I mean, some of them as seniors
yeah.
and backups and knowing, hey, they're going to graduate, but they've been committed to the program.
Right.
And I think the thing is that the younger girls, you want them to be playing on JV, right? So there's a ball low, right? I mean, if you're not playing
absolutely.
Right now, I mean, especially thinking of the future, I mean, how can, as the count goes to 1-2 to Katja Maurer, but how can tradition never graduate. It's by having a mix of senior, not just having one senior-laden team where everybody's a senior. And this one, power to right field, measuring that out there, Mackenzie Pertzborn, and she puts it away. So the Cards go 1-2-3 in the fourth, still lead it 14-2 in the middle of four from the Cardinal Invitational on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Friday, May 24th, Chippewa Falls High School presents its 2024 drive-in graduation exclusively on WOGO Radio. The action starts at 5 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com with pomp and circumstance, sports highlights, valedictorian speeches, presentation of diplomas, and the school song. May 24th at 5 p.m. Event schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you to our incredible sponsors, including Royal Credit Union and Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls.
To the bottom of four we go, and Middleton trying to get this thing below a 10-run deficit. Odessa Zafi, Danica Nolte, and Ella Duzan, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Middleton, with the Cardinals up 14-2, and it's number 18, Zapfi, who ground out to third her first time. So I'll try to set the defense as best I understand it. We've got Delaney Berg is pitching for the Cardinals, I believe, right? She's
yes.
been out there.
Yes.
Briella Bierman is catching. First base is not Allie Geist anymore. It's a matter of checking and who. Let's see. It doesn't look to be. It's not Allie, I don't think.
No.
So, yeah.
Need her to turn
check
around.
Swing. Yeah, right. All right. Second, Roz Twyman at second. Kenna Johnson still at short. Georgia Romanowski at third. Have to help me out with left field. And center is Katja Maurer. And Kennedy Swan in right.
Potentially Bella Biederman in
yeah.
left field.
I think you're right. All right, so we've got those substitutions. Not your typical game there. The Chi-High batting through 10 batters in each of the first two innings, building up a 12-0 lead, and then got two more. There's a high ball down the third base line, and it's going to be gloved over there by Johnston for the out along the third base line. So Zapfi retired again. They start at the bottom of the fourth for Middleton. On the pop-out to short, and Danica Nolte now. Nolte coming up, the left fielder who grounded out to short her first time. 2:40 in the afternoon. The time just ticking right away here in Game 2. Kenosha Bradford and Kimberly also facing each other on another diamond. As we've got other teams. Was it Watertown? And I think that were they the one that kind of sat out earlier? And then also you had D.C., Everest, and Superior. So Watertown had to wait. They thought they were going to face Wastosha Central, who didn't make it here today. And the count at 2-0 now to Nolte. I think of actor Nick Nolte is what comes to mind. It's kind of a fun game to play sometimes. Well, another fun game to play as we talk about various subjects in a 14-2 game. And swinging a miss, strike one, is to just say a first name or say what are the what's the first person that comes to mind with this name, you know?
Right.
Like if you say Julius, I think of Irving, you know. But again,
Caesar.
It's not a mod. Caesar, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's understandable. 3-1 the count now to Nolte. I've never played that game. It's just a game in my head.
Well,
I think it could be a fun game.
You might be onto something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3-1. It'll take the nation. Sweep the nation by storm.
I have a group of friends that we play, we call it the redundancy game. So uh-huh. How many ways can you say the same thing?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we try to get creative.
Yeah.
Can get pretty fun.
Three balls and two strikes to Nolte, the left fielder, struck out, actually ground out to shorter. First time ball in the dirt, so take your base. So Berg with the walk there. Second walk for Delaney. And, again, Violet McWilliam had three in the first inning. Cardinals still in charge, 14-2. And as we head to the fifth inning, I'm keeping my eye on. I wouldn't mind on a day with three games that you have a shortened game. It's nothing against it. But, you know, if you can get it, you get it, right?
Absolutely. And they, you know, it's a shortened game in terms of innings, but
right.
On the clock, not so much.
Sure. No. And there's a smash up the middle, base hit, and a solid single for Ella Duzan. And her first hit after grounding out to short last time. And so she's aboard. And first and second now with one out for Mac Hines, the Middleton center fielder.
And I'm sure Middleton is thinking, let's not have this be done.
Right.
So their first goal is going to be to get a couple runs in.
We didn't drive up to right. have a shortened game. But Chahai really, with the offensive explosion, they were kind of just due and first and second inning. And the first pitch, a ball, 1-0 from Berg. Berg, the junior. And Willa Reisinger, the sophomore, had pitched earlier. Delaney Barrow had come in relief earlier. She, a freshman, along with Violet McElwain, has started this game and makes me think maybe Lakin McKeith run later. And this one fouled off. Wouldn't you think, based on what we've seen?
I would think so, yeah. I think that they're, you know, when you're getting closer to playoffs, you want to figure out just what you were saying before. Like, I don't know if we really have one pitcher that is considered our
right.
wherever they are on a depth chart, but
I don't know either. I think that's the thing. They've got right. girls who can pitch. I wouldn't say we have an elite pitcher.
No.
And a swing and a miss. Strike two. I mean, it's great to have five who can pitch, and I'm
exactly.
not downplaying anybody's. But I mean, having seen all of them here in the last 3 days, they all have strengths and some weaknesses.
Right.
I think McElwain pitched really good the other day. I mean, she only pitched one inning here today, and I think that might be it for her today. Swing and a miss. So the strikeout to Hines, and that brings up top of the order Mackenzie Pertzborn, the right fielder who has walked twice. So Pertzborn has walked twice. Once off McElwain and once off Berg.
And I have down that both times she had full count, so she works the count.
Look at you. That's detailed stats I do not have, folks. That's why Tammy gets the big bucks as our color analyst. It's close to the Tom Brady contract. 10 years, $370 million. So congratulations. You had a great agent negotiating with WOGO for that. 0-1 is the first point here in the bottom of the fourth. There's a ball low, and he's going to be confusing for the catcher there, Briella Bierman. And now runners both advance to second and third. So two runners in scoring position with two out, and Pertzborn with the count of 1-1 from Delaney Berg. And the pitch. And this one grounded towards second. Twyman with it. Throw over to first in time. So the Cards able to get out of it without any further damage. Any damage at all to the score. 14-2 as we head to the potentially decisive fifth. If the Cards can keep that lead 10 or greater, this game could end after this upcoming inning on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chahai leading 14-2 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. And for the Cardinals, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 spot. And we've got
Bree Bierman?
Bierman, right. I'm trying to read my, yeah. Briella Bierman. Again, the Bierman and the Biederman kind of throws me a little bit. But Briella Bierman in place for and the catcher, Lauren Shepherd. And Bierman struck out last time. hitting here in the fifth. And she grounds one. Base hit between short and third. So a nice single for Briella Bierman. She's aboard for the Cardinals. And it brings up Roz Twyman. Roz walked and scored in the last time up. And good defense on the last play to close out the inning. 14-2 Cardinals here on WOGO. And the pitch low, 1-0. Earlier, Michael Burrow had a single in this particular spot. And I think getting up in the second grounded up to short, but had an RBI on that as well. And Twyman looks at a ball. 2-0 to Twyman. Hitting in the five spot in the Cardinal order. In for Burrow at second. Would presume a lot of these starters will be out there for the third and final game later, but great to see so many reserves getting a chance here in this 14-2 Cardinal lead. There's a ball, misses. 3-0 to Twyman. With McKenna Bauer, the designated player, on deck. And I think Allie Geis, we've had a sub for her now. We're going to look for in the hole. And Twyman, they throw it over to first. Ooh. And it hit the runner, but she was on base, and it goes into the outfield, but not going to run at all. As the count to 3-1 to Twyman. To Roz Twyman. Standing in against Kate Cloak for Middleton, 0-0. A la Robert Parrish of Boston back in the day. The 3-1 pitch fouled off by Twyman. Was Damian Lillard 0-0 for the Bucks this year? I want to say he was. Maybe not.
I don't have that roster.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. 14-2 Cardinal lead, top half of the fifth. If they can keep it 10 or greater, the game will end after five innings. And take your base. So Twyman aboard, she works a walk. And first and second and nobody out for McKenna Bauer. Number 10 standing in the contest. She has ground out to second, flown out to right, and singled in three trips. So two aboard and nobody out here. So against the reserves, Middleton hoping to kind of limit things as the ball misses, 1-0 from Cloak, the sophomore pitcher. Again, when you have different things, you have to get, you know, we didn't have a chance to meet with the coaches and go over pronunciations.
Right.
It was all we could do to do that before the Kimberly game. And this one hit in the air, right field side, deep second base, and it's going to be dropped there. And the second baseman going out there, and the bases are loaded for the Cardinals. So, again, that's Mackenzie Zimmerman. She had an error on her first. That was for sure catchable. So, E4.
Kind of hit, looked like it hit the top of her glove there.
Yeah.
And then nobody covered second, so even if she picked it up, Roz was going to get in there safely.
Right. She had to take her time because if you catch it, you don't want to be thrown off. And so, for the Cardinals now, Lakin McKeithren, the hitter. Lakin McKeithren hitting for Geist, but I don't think she was actually playing first, right? We had seen.
No. We were actually going to look and see who was playing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was her, no.
I was wondering if we had identified anybody else, all the different positions, as Lakin McKeithren. Again, the other day when she pitched, she did not bat, and so getting a chance at the plate here. The 0-1 count from Cloak, and bases loaded, nobody out. And McKeithren looks at the ball, 1-1. So 14-2 Chippewa, top half of the fifth. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, the Cardinal Invitational. Seven teams here today. It was supposed to be eight. No Wastosha Central. Some miscommunication on that. There's a called strike two to Lakin McKeithren, the senior. Yeah, the dispersity, you talk about the pitching staff. You got McKeithren, the senior, and you got the junior, Berg, who's been pitching, the sophomore, Reisinger, and then the two freshmen, Barrow and McElwam.
Yeah, there's a
off-speed pitch, and this one's stroke toward first, and she's going to try to go home. They get the force out there for the first out. So a fielder's choice of 1-2, and that cuts off the lead runner, Bierman, Briella Bierman, but Twyman advances to third, Bauer to second, and Lakin McKeithren to first. One out for Kennedy Swan, number 18 for the Cards, the junior, hitting from the right side. Like to get some more insurance here to try to end this game. It's fouled off. Does that sound greedy if I say it's 14-2 and you want to get some insurance? But it's not to win. It's to
wrap it up in five.
Right. I mean, if you play extra innings, I mean, again, this sounds like a nervous grandma, but I mean, it's just like that somebody might get hurt, I guess.
Right. That's
true. I mean,
true.
You hate to see that happen.
You do. Well, not that the people haven't come back from some
0-1 pitch, off-speed, misses, 1-1. Yeah.
Big deficits, but the chances, you know, like statistically speaking,
right,
the chances of this game not going in the favor of the Cardinals, I would think, would be pretty slim.
Right.
I love that on the MLB app, they have, like, the percentage.
There's a ground ball. The short stopped there, but then the shortstop struggles, and the Cardinals score, making it 15-2.
There's your run.
Yeah, there's my run. So
so they have a percentage up in the corner of the app that says, like, the, you know, like, for each team, the chances of this team winning.
Yeah.
And then
no, that is good. Wow.
How it switches depending on.
Yeah, modern day sports.
Yeah.
What's available now in terms of percentage chances,
right,
as the game fluctuates.
Right.
That's, you talk about math. That's statistics. All right. So the E6 there, where she stopped it, but potentially had a force out at second. And and we'll set the scene now as Georgia Romanowski is not in. So this is actually number four, staying on top. Delaney Barrow now getting an opportunity, hitting in the nine spot. Boy, this is just a nightmare to try to. This is like a spring training game, right? I mean, it's, I've heard about. And Barrow. So you got Delaney Berg's been the pitcher, but you got Delaney Barrow as a relief pitcher. So this is her first action this game, is the count 1-1 to her. The base is loaded. And one in as Roz Twyman scoring a moment ago. 15-2 Chippewa, top of the fifth against Middleton. Called strike, 1-2. Hard to keep your A game as a broadcaster in blowouts like this.
It is.
One ball and two strikes to the Cardinal freshmen, Barrow and McEwan, the two freshman pitchers on this squad. Bright future for them. Called strike three, so Barrow goes down looking and cloaks second strikeout, and it brings up Kenneth Johnston.
Going to be a sub.
Yeah, there we get another sub. Yeah, so Kenneth Johnston, the shortstop, is going to be hit for by Willa Reisinger. So everybody getting a chance at batting today, which is great, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Good to see people participating. 15-2, Cardinals leading it with two out. Bases loaded here, top half of the fifth inning. Reisinger against Cloak, and she fouls one off. So, again, for a lot of times, for Chippewa, it seems like it is the pitchers who do have the designated player most often. Did you have the flex player your pitcher?
We did, yeah.
It's kind of traditional thinking of the pitcher not batting, although sometimes you're going to have situations where, you know, if you've got a pitcher who's an outstanding hitter,
when we did,
off-speed
when I
pitch misses,
yeah,
1-1,
which is actually Shelley Miller's daughter-in-law. No,
yeah.
But Brooke was Malnori, so Malnori Miller.
Great pitcher.
She was a great pitcher, and she could also hit the ball.
Yeah, right.
So she was around. She was in the middle of our order.
Okay. Yeah, I remember her as a hitter. Yeah, fine player.
Very much so.
Went down to play at UW-Eau Claire. 2-1. Willa Reisinger, a sophomore, hitting from the right side, number 8. Reisinger pitched the earlier game. Swing and a miss, strike 2. 2-2. And I guess what happens then, if you have your pitchers just in general focusing on their pitching and they don't have to, how does it work in terms of batting practice? I mean, do you still ask them to practice just as much, or if they know that, fouled off. As, you know, Delaney Berg, Willa Reisinger,
right,
are they just probably not getting as many?
It kind of depends on in practice. You know, I didn't have five pitchers, but I'm thinking like they, because they do stations.
Wow, and what was wrong with your team that you didn't have five pitchers? I've never heard of a team that had five pitchers. Have you? I never have.
No.
Yeah, right. Embarrassment of riches. All right. Two balls and two strikes to Reisinger. 15-2 Cardinal lead. The pitch. She looks at a ball, 3-2. So I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No, so my pitchers were able to go through and hit all the stations. And,
okay.
And again, Brooke was going to hit. So.
Right.
But we usually took our fielder that would have been considered our weaker hitter and put in our flex player for that.
High in the air, the 2-2 pitch down the right field line, and they're able to make the catch. Mackenzie Pertzborn for the out. But not before the Cards get one more. They strand three in the middle of five from the Cardinal Invitational at Casper. It's Chai 15, Middleton 2 on WOGO Sports.
All right.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak back at the Cardinal Invitational as Chai winning at 15-2 over Middleton. We've got some highlights here on WOGO. Let's give those a listen from this 15-2 victory.
With Steinmetz up to bat.
Yep. And the Cards kind of look, and again, you know, talk about the bad feeling, right? How good you feel with winning, as here's the pitch, and this was just rolled up there to the catcher.
Really great hit. She's.
All right, my apologies. I think we're going to have a lengthier wait.
Steinmetz up to bat.
Yep. And the Cards kind of, and again, you know, talk about the bad feeling, right? How good you feel with winning, as here's the pitch, and this was just rolled up there to the catcher, O'Connor. But you just talk about how good winning feels and how bad losing feels. And certainly that losing bad feeling gets in your mouth and you go, you taste that and you're like, well, that's what drives you.
Right.
And there's a solid shot. Hit into right center, a base hit. It's going to score two runs all the way to the fence. And Paige Steinmetz around second, and she'll hold with a double. And the Cards lead it 2-0. The runner at second and nobody out. This one hit to the outfield, and it's going to get in there, and it's going to get by the center fielder. And around third and heading for home is Steinmetz, and she'll score, and it's 3-0.
And they're doing just that.
And there's a ground ball up the middle, and it's going to base hit. I mean, every break the Cards did not get the last game, they're getting this game as Burrow gets a seeing eye single, and it's now 4-0. Some of the highlights from this 15-2 win over Middleton here on WOGO Sports, our post-game
number 18.
Show. She looks at a ball low, 1-2 is the count. We put up the highlight reel. Here it is. Grounder, third base side. Romanowski, the throw across the diamond in time for the out. And the Cardinals getting out of that first inning unscathed.
He started with Bob Schmick before I was hired. And
there's a ground ball up the middle, base hit. One run is in. Steinmetz at third. They're going to get it into the pitcher. And runners at the corners with the Cards leading it now 7-0. 3-1 to Mackawam. Runners at the corners, two out. Cardinals leading it 8-0. The pitch. Ground ball by the shortstop, backhand. Long throw across the diamond, not going to be in time. Run scores 9-0 Chippewa. And the pitch. A smash to left center field. It's going to get in there for a base hit. It's going to be by the center fielder, Mac Hines. And two runs are going to score, make it three runs. And the Cardinals now lead it 12-0. And one last highlight from this 15-2 win here. Delivers. Smashed a second over the second baseman's head. Good hit for Swan all the way to the fence. Yes, it is going to score at least one. And second and third, and it's 14-0 Chippewa. The Cardinals going on to a 15-2 win over Middleton. And with that, stopping the three-game losing streak and upping their record to 18-5, and still one more game to go here today against the winner of Watertown and D.C. Everest. We'll put a wrap on this broadcast and send you back to programming, again, with kind of an uncertainty, unless you know anything, Tammy, or where that other game's at?
I do not. Okay. Jared didn't know either.
Right. Okay, so again, at least inning-wise, this game ended a bit early, and so we do know we're going to stay at this same location. So we'll turn it back to Elena Halverson and the team back at WOGO and her brother Dawson. Again, Shahai winning it 15-2, and the Cardinals now 1-1 on the day after having lost to Middleton earlier. A third and final game awaits from this Cardinal Invitational. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak inviting you to join us back here a bit later on WOGO Sports.